Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Good afternoon, Tracy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. That was really interesting listening to Chloe just then. I couldn't agree with her more.
Yeah, she's
about most things.
Very articulate young woman.
Yeah.
So shall we get into talking about the Auckland teacher shortage that we're currently experiencing? We've heard a bit about this over the past couple of years, but it's recently been brought back into the news from a new survey of primary and intermediate teachers in Auckland that says two-thirds are thinking about or planning on leaving the city. 64% of all new teachers have given up on the prospect of ever owning their own home. Many are postponing parenthood, all down to Auckland's high living costs. Do these results surprise you?
No, we've known that they've been coming for a while. I mean, I'd have a lot to do with our local college, Maharangi College. And I mean, we've been suffering and complaining to the ministry about our difficulty in finding specific teachers, like in math, English, science, and so on and so forth, for over 5 years. The fact that this is now, and that was a skills shortage, now we're adding in a housing shortage or a house, you know, out of control house prices into what we already had, which was a skills shortage.
Mm. So what you're hearing from teachers kind of corroborates the survey in that people are saying not getting paid enough in terms of my teacher's salary, living costs are too high, therefore I'm looking elsewhere for work.
Yeah, they can't afford to live at a standard that they believe is acceptable for them as New Zealanders, and I don't think that their standards are too high, on the pay that they're receiving in the area that they're trying to work. So they're just saying, well, my pay can go further in another space, so I'm going to go and try another space.
Mm. So in terms of the solution for this problem, what do you see as the fix? Is it just simply as simple as raising the wages of these teachers, or what's the New Zealand First's view
issue? I'm actually not a proponent of raising the wages of teachers in a particular city, because wages should be based on skill, and now we're arguing that with pay equity, right? So wages should be paid on the skill of the individual, and a trained and qualified primary school teacher in Ekurehuna has got the same level of training and skill as a primary school teacher in Auckland when they come out first. So first of all, we need to address the pay scale, and that's something that we haven't been addressed for a long time, is the actual pay scale of teachers across New Zealand.
Wait, so you're to cut in there, so you mean with that, you mean for it to increase more quickly as they progress in their career?
Well, yeah, and not necessarily progress more quickly, but is the starting salary the appropriate starting salary now? I mean, how long has it been since the pay scale has actually been looked at? And at the top end of the pay scale, definitely at the top end of the pay scale, it's nowhere near what it should be for somebody of the experience and qualifications that our primary and secondary teachers have got. So we need to have a conversation about the pay scale overall. With regard to Auckland and other cities that are going to start to feel the same pressure, we would like to have a conversation with the sector about recruitment and retention payments specifically for housing costs. So, you know, that we set a criteria and we look at the capacity that we have to actually provide that recruitment and retention funding. It was taken away, strangely enough, a few years ago, and it was used to be used to source teachers from overseas. We now need it to actually retain teachers in certain cities in New Zealand. But add to that as well that New Zealand First wants to remove the student debt from our trainee teachers, from our teachers. So that's 12 cents in every dollar over a certain amount that they have that comes out of their salary to pay back their student loan. We want to put that 12 cents back into their pocket and have them use their skills to pay off that investment inside New Zealand rather than actually take another 12% out of their salary.
Mm. So earlier in the month, Education Minister Nikki Kaye, so she accepted, yes, we're a little bit short in Auckland, 300 teachers short, which is about 1.5% vacancy rate. Although she did say this rate was not necessarily unusual for any workforce, and that they've announced a range of initiatives to put in place to try plug this gap. So, for example, a $5 million increase to the Teach First New Zealand program, as well as advertising campaigns and scholarships to encourage science and maths graduates to become teachers. What do you think about these policies? Do you not see these as being enough?
Well, no, first of all, when we originally started this question, it was about primary school teachers. And I think it was only 5 years ago that a whole cohort of primary school teachers from one of our teachers training facilities was told by the Secretary of Education that there was no work for them, go overseas. So that's the first thing. So now we've got a shortage of primary school trained teachers, right? Teach First NZ is apprentices in front of our children. That's not an answer to a shortage of qualified and registered teachers. It's just not a solution. So you know, Nikki has finally accepted. I mean, I've been in the house here this year alone where she has said there is no problem. There is no teacher shortage. And now, again, a bit like the housing crisis, finally the national government has listened to the sector and said, well, okay, all right, we accept there's a problem, and they've come up with solutions that aren't solutions to the actual problem.
I mean, the Teach First New Zealand students, though, they're all high-achieving university students who then go through a specific program to be trained for teaching positions. I mean, they're not just sort of Joe Bloggs plucked from the street into an apprenticeship position, you know, so they have been vetted initially.
Yeah, I understand. I sat on the bill that allowed Teach First to do this. What they are is, and this is not about them, the graduates, this is about a government that allows this to happen. So the Teach First NZ graduates have bypassed a one-year teacher training and had an eight-week course over a Christmas period, and then they are in the classroom. Now, the small number that were in prior to the government actually passing legislation to give them protected positions inside our secondary schools, everybody else has to, their positions have to be advertised. Teach First NZ graduates have protected positions now inside secondary schools, and they so they get these protected positions and they learn on the job. They were supported, the small number previously were supported by the University of Auckland, incredibly well supported by them, don't get me wrong, but the University of Auckland has pulled out of that support. So they're now hunting around for a new support provider, and you cannot get away from the fact that after 8 weeks of in-classroom training, you might be brilliant at science. That doesn't mean that you understand the pedagogy of learning and that you can communicate your knowledge into and change it into learning for a young person in that classroom. They are apprentices on the job.
But, I mean, they do have a small amount of actual contact time with the students. A lot of the time that they do spend in the classroom is in a mentorship sort of capacity. So surely in the classroom that's the best way to be able to learn.
That's not true, Shamina. The Teach First NZs are not trainee teachers, all right? So training teachers or beginning teachers that we already have the capacity for inside the legislation before this change was made worked with mentor teachers. Teach First NZ are very much on their own in the classroom as opposed to buddy teaching. They're on their own in the classroom more often than not, and then they certainly have somebody inside the school that they can go to outside the classroom. But it is not the same level of mentoring support that beginning teachers and trainee teachers have had previously.
Okay, but I mean, getting back to the initial concept, though, of a teacher shortage in Auckland, surely this Teach First New Zealand program could be improved, and that will help sort of plug the gap as opposed to scrapping it completely and continuing with this shortage. You know, this is one sort of possible alternative means, and sure, there are some criticisms that have been made around the program, but don't we need programs like this to be able to help fix those shortages that exist in a city like Auckland?
Wouldn't it be smarter to do some workforce planning so you didn't end up in a shortage area rather than lower your standards?
Well, this is something that Nikki Kaye did say on The Nation earlier in the month, that she has approached the Ministry of Education that's something that she wants to do. So, I mean, this could be on the cards shortly.
Well, that's lovely. After 9 years, they might think about doing workforce planning when only 4 years ago they removed any requirement for workforce planning out of legislation with regard to education.
So,
I mean, you know, I think that's an amazing turnaround for the Minister of Education now to say, oh, I'm going to get the Ministry to have a look at workforce planning, when 4 years ago they put through a piece of legislation that said we're removing any responsibility for workforce planning inside the education sector.
Well, I guess there is, you know, possibly that they need, that they've sort of realised that they, I don't know too much about that specific instance, but we do know, like Nikki K has said herself that this is something that she wants to do. So I guess looking forward, possibly that is a priority for the national government. Also, we've got, just going back to the initial press release or the study released by earlier this week, we've got a quote from Balmoral School principal. Hang on a second. Balmoral School principal Malcolm Milner, who's a union spokesman on the issue. So he said that the government should divert unspent money tagged for new communities of learning to raise teacher salaries or give teachers incentives to stay in Auckland. So what are your thoughts about the communities of learning policy and how that's going? Do you agree with Milner in this instance?
Well, yeah, New Zealand First never felt that $359 million aimed at a top, another administrative level on top, was necessarily a good spend of money. So we're not sold on $359 million at the top end. We would much rather see that money spent, similar to NZEI, I suppose, at the front end on young people. But I think he has a really valid point, that what is the crisis at the moment? The crisis is the workforce and the maintenance of that workforce, the retention of that workforce. So the communities of learning is actually not going as well as the government thought it would, because they've tried to be too dictatorial. Schools already were working collaboratively, and now they've been told how they will work collaboratively. So, I would agree with him. I would agree with him that now's a moment to take $100 million or something like that out of there, and I haven't done the numbers off the top of my head, but take some of that money that's not being spent, because the coals are not going anywhere near as fast as they thought they would.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Tracy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye, Shamina.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.